very exciting conclusion after all.
No.
I was hoping to go out with a bang.
Yeah, we didn't go out with a bang. Okay, well, next time, Mr. Shem. Okay, Daf Beis. Menachas, everybody got the right Gemaras? Yeah, not the riff.
I'm trying to see how long it is.
You're already looking at the end. 110 pages. Okay. Kol HaMenachos. Now, this is going to sound familiar. If you remember back to the beginning of Zevachim, we learned that any korban which is brought shechted shaloi lishma, it's kosher, but it doesn't count for the obligation of the person who brought it, except for a chatos, which is not kosher at all. Right? So that was what we started with Zevachim. So now we come to Menachos. There's a lot less blood in this Masechta, so at least there's one thing to look forward to. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmitzu Shaloi Lishman. So a korban mincha is a flower offering. There's five different sorts that are mentioned in Parshas Tzav, somewhere, Vayikra, and Tzav, mostly Vayikra. And so there's different kind of frying pans and deep cookers and ovens and microwave. So there's all different korban minchas. That's all of those ones. So, and what do you do with it? So it comes, usually it comes with oil, except for the only time it doesn't come with oil is if it's for a chatos, in which case it doesn't have oil. If it has oil, so then you mix it together with the oil, and the koyin takes a handful in the sense of a koimitz, three middle fingers and top fingers, and he sort of grabs a handful out of it, and that goes on the mizbeach. That's the equivalent, if you like, of the zrikas hadom. Yeah, you put the koimitz on the mizbeach, the sprinkling of the sprinkles the flour on the mizbeach, and then the leftovers after he's done that is eaten by the koyanim. A mincha is kodesh kadoshim, eaten by the koyanim. So that's the rules of a mincha. The chatos, the minchas chatos is the only time you have a minchas chatos is when it's an olav v'yoyreid. So if someone is very poor, certain types of sin, like tumas midrash v'kadoshav, if he can't afford a behemah, he brings a bird. If he can't afford a bird, he brings a mincha flower offering. So that's a minchas choite. And the other one, of course, is the darling soita, that, as George would say, that also she brings a mincha, and also there's no oil going on with that. So all the menachas which were the koimitz was done. So that's really the avoda of a mincha, is to take the koimitz as part of her. No, as part of the activities before she drinks the water. There's a she brings a korban, and it's made out of barley because it says she did a maisa behema, so therefore she brings a korban behema. It's just barley. So she
doesn't make much of a pancake. Does it?
No. It depends at what point she decided. If she decides early enough, then they won't. If she decides later, then she will. Okay. Kol HaMenachos
Shenikmitzu. The husband brings it, isn't it?
Yeah, the husband brings it. All the menachas. So what happens if the koyin, when he was taking the koimetz, had in mind loy lishman? We'll discuss exactly what type of loy lishman we mean. But pashtus, you can't say loy lishman means I thought it was a korban olah, because a korban olah doesn't have a flower with a handful. So you would have to say bepashtus that loy lishman means that I was meant to be a microwave and I was thinking about a George Foreman. You know, it was supposed to be the machavas and he thought about the marcheshes. He had in mind a different type of korban mincha, not the one that he's supposed to be bringing. Because if somebody promises, I'm going to give a korban minchas marcheshes, he has to do what he promised. If he brings a machvas, very nice for him, but he's not due to his promise. So therefore, if the guy had in mind, the koyan had in mind the wrong korban mincha, is it's still, so the same rules as the korban behema, that it's k'shei reishala shalayala lo bailim, l'shem choyva. That it's is yoitze. That means the korban is kosher, and the kohen will eat the remainder of it, etc. It's kodesh kedoshim, but the owner still hasn't done his obligation and has to bring another one. Chutz v'minchas choyte minchas k'noi. It's exactly the same as with an animal. We said if it was a korban chatos, it's not kosher at all. So also with a minchas chatos, which is either the choyte, like we said, if he's very poor and he can't afford on the olav yoyrid, or it's a soita, that's minchas knois, is the name of the, when he was mekane, he was jealous of his wife, so that's the minchas soita is called minchas knois. So in those two cases, He's not yotze at all. Right, not, and the korban is not kosher at all. Minchas chayta, minchas kenoi, shekamtzon shalo lishman. So he elaborates. One of those two, if he did the koimetz, not for the sake of the right type of mincha, so it was supposed to be the minchas chayta, and he in mind it's a minchas nedava, lamazogin, nasan bechli, or, so what else goes on with a mincha, that you put the flour into a klisharis, yeah? So if you put it into the klisharis, the holach, and he walked towards the mizbeach, I mean, or, and, doesn't mean and, it means or, that means one of the avodas. If you remember, when we talked about the korbanos, we had shchita, and halacha, and zvicha, all of the things, so the loyli shmat aspect could come in any one of those avodas. So the same thing, a mincha has different types of corresponding avodas. Putting it into the kli, the holach, or taking it to the mizbeach, vehiktir, or putting it on the mizbeach, all of those four things, which is the koimetz and the nosan bekli and the halach and the hiktir, that's the four activities of a mincha. Any one of those four that he did shaloi lishmon, having in mind the for the sake of the wrong korban, olishmon v'shaloi lishmon, or even if he had double thoughts, first he thought the first part of it he was thinking lishmon, and then he changed his mind in the middle and started thinking shaloi lishmon. Or the other way around, shaloi lishman vilishman, in all of those cases, psulei. So it's exactly corresponding to what we learned about a animal korban. And exactly the same way we say, ketzad lishman v'shaloi lishman. What's the definition when he said lishman and shaloi lishman? That he started. That means he changed his thoughts in the middle. For example, l'shem minchas chayte, or l'shem minchas nedava. He started off, so we're talking about a minchas chayte. So he started off thinking the right thing, and in the middle somewhere he changed his mind, and he started thinking about that it was a minchas nedava. And what's shaloi lishman v'lishman? The order is the other way around. That l'shem minchas nedava, l'shem minchas chatas. The Rashi points out, why doesn't he tell me both? Because you might think, there's a logic to say that you should always just go after the last thing he thought, because a person changes his mind, but his final thought is the last one, so you might think that was okay. Or the other way around is to say, well, what he thought first is keveya the korban, and what he thinks afterwards doesn't matter. So either way, you might have thought it could be okay. So therefore, the Mishnah tells you in both cases, if any point in the process he had the thought shaloi lishma, then if it's a chayta one, then it is not, that is not kosher at all. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Lamali Lamishne Ella. Why does it say the word Ella? So the words in the Mishnah were all the menachas which were koimitzed. I don't know what the verb of koimitz is, so I'll say koimitzed. If they were koimitzed, shaloi lishman, they're koimitz. It's not English, though. In English, it's koimitzed. Right? Shaloi lishma, Ella, koshei rois, Ella, shaloi lal lubalim. Listen, it should say, vilay al lubalim, shem chayva. Why does it say but means it's two opposite things. On the one hand, kosher, but the owners didn't get it as a shem chayva. Hakamash Malon, it's telling you the bailim who delay are the shem chayva. It's the owner who's, it's a but. He didn't get what he was supposed to get out of it. A mincha gufa ksheira, but it's a kosher mincha. So what's different? If it would have said Villa Yarla Bailim, what would you think then? You would think that once it's stuffed up, you can keep stuffing up further. We actually had the same discussion regarding the Korbonis in Zvachim, in the beginning of the Zvachim as well. It's a long time ago, we probably don't remember. The Asur Lishnuye, the Chiddush is that even if he had the wrong thought on what type of a mincha it was, so now it's going to be what? Kosher, doesn't count for the owner. But if you look at the mincha itself, it's a kosher mincha. So he has to keep doing the rest of the activities in the proper manner. He can't say, oh, since I messed it up, I can now do whatever I want. He has to continue the rest of it, still doing all the right things. Also, the shnuya, you cannot start thinking other bad thoughts to mess it up.
I mean, so he's brought now a mincha, which is not mechuyev. Stam is a carbon.
Yes.
A mincha, so he gets the credit for a nedova or something like that.
If he gets credit, min hashamayim, I guess so. He paid for it.
Brownie points.
He gets a proudly sponsored bar. Yeah.
He gets a plaque on the wall.
He doesn't get to eat it because it's a mincha. It's only eaten by the kohen anyway.
No, he was menadev a mincha to the mikdash.
Yeah, so you could say it's a conspiracy theory that the kohen did it so he could eat the mincha because it's still kosher, and the owner has to bring another one so he gets to eat some more. So, for example, if he took the flour and he baked it into a chocolate biscuit somehow, then can you make a chocolate biscuit out of a mincha? I suppose you could. I suppose you could make a chocolate biscuit out of it.
Rikikin, aren't they biscuits? Or are they thin pancakes or something?
Oh, if it's rikikin, chocolate-covered rikikin. Okay, anyhow. And he's not allowed to change the rest of it. Kidderava, like Rava said, the Omar Rava, Oyla Sheshat Lo Lishma. When we went back, when we were talking 4 months ago about a carbon Oyla, that he shechted it Lo Lishma. But just because he shechted it Lo Lishma doesn't mean he's entitled to forblonge the rest of it. Is also Lizrek Domash Lo Lishma. The rest of it he has to continue. He can't start thinking when it was an Oyla, he thought it was a Shlomim. So now he comes to sprinkle the blood, he still has to think it's an Oyla. He can't start thinking other things now. Yeah. He can't say, oh, well, I messed it up anyway, I'll think whatever I like. He has to think the right things, and the same thing is by the Mincha. Why is it so? Because Iboy Seyma Svara, Iboy Seyma Kra. Either I can tell you it's logical that he shouldn't stuff up, or I can tell you it's from a Posuk. Iboy Seyma Svara, I can just tell you it's logical. Mishum de Mishani Ba Kolhani Lishni Ba Venezel, just because he made one error. He did one thing wrong, so now that's a license to go and do whatever he wants wrong. So it's just logical. Just because you did one thing wrong, that you can keep doing other things wrong. So even though he had a machshava that was wrong when he did the kvitzel amazogin, it doesn't mean he's entitled to start having all the wrong machshavas and everything else. So that's just logic. That's number one. The iboy say makra, or it's maybe we can even learn it from a pasuk. Vashtet and pasuk. We had exactly the same discussion in Zvachim, if you remember. Daf Beis of an Aleph. Meitzas Vasecha Tishmer V'yasisa Kasher Nadarto L'Hashem Olekecha Redova. It's a pasuk in Kiseitze, Dachzuch, yeah? That means that what came out of your mouth, you should be careful and do, you should guard to do, as you promised, as you made a neder, as you vowed to Hashem, a donation, which you said with your mouth. So the pasuk in the middle there goes, Kasher nadar to Hashem olekecha nedava. Now we know that a neder and a dava are not the same thing, right? Because it's two different things. A neder is when a person says harei olai, that means I'm obligating myself to do something. Kol zman I didn't do it, I haven't fulfilled my vow, and I have to do it. If I tried six times and it didn't work, I got to keep trying a seventh time. Whereas if I say an adava means I am donating that animal as a carbon. So if something goes wrong with that animal, tough luck. That animal is the carbon, but I don't have any obligation to bring anything else. The obligation is not on me, it's that animal that I gave away. So that's the difference between neder and adava. But the pasuk seems to be mixing them up. Yeah. So the pasuk, what do we learn from that pasuk? What do you mean adava, says the Gemara? Neder who? You start a kasher nadarta.
You can say, I'll make a neder to give this animal. Same thing with neder.
But that's not a neder. You can say it, but it's not, that's not what that's not what the term neder means. Right? So then, if you say, I'm giving this animal, it's a nadava.
I will donate these $50 and then your wife spent it. So
Couldn't happen.
That if you say, I'm giving that $50, then it would be an adava. It's exactly Chefta Gavra. If you make a Mishaberach, I'm going to give $50, then you have to give it, no matter which $50 you happen to give. But if you said, I'm going to give that $50 and your wife spent it, you're off the hook. Yeah, I guess.
Then you have to donate your wife.
Yeah.
She'll find it.
Some use the name
of Babu Shinodav. Yeah.
Or some say Babu Shinodav.
Yeah. I don't know if we can be dyke from that lashon anyway. Then you say blue neder anyway, so that's not really a neder. Okay, so what's the pshat in the posuk over here? Why does the posuk finish with the word nedava when you started kasher nadarta? Neder who? It's not a nedava, it's a neder. It's on the gavra. So the Gemara explains, karele neder, but karele nedava. So it calls it a neder, it calls it also a nedava. That means the same exact thing started off as a neder and turned into an adava. How did that happen? Ella, what's the pshat? Im kamasha nadarta sisa. When you said, I'm bringing an oila. So if you did it as you said you were going to do, that it was an oila, yehei neder. You have discharged your obligation, which is upon you as the gavra, to bring an oila. So you brought an oila and you did your neder. The imlav, if it wasn't done according to what you vowed, in other words, the Kohen had in mind a shlomim instead of an oila. So it wasn't kasher nadarta. That wasn't what your vow was. So what happens to that animal? Yehei nadava. So now it becomes like a donation, but you have not discharged your obligation on yourself. So the animal is a shlomim, but you are still on the hook for your neder. Now, okay, so therefore what? So what's the Torah saying? That when you brought this animal shaloi lishma, so it's like all of the bailim, but it's still a korban as an adava. An adava mishari lishnuya, but let's say it's an adava. Let's say you had in the first place made it an adava. Are you allowed to suddenly change it to a different korban and have thought shaloi lishma? No. So that means even if you did something wrong that turned this from a neder into an adava, as you continue, you must do it properly.
So what's the mila of a neder to say harei olai? If there's so much more complications,
it depends on how much you want to obligate yourself in.
But on the other hand, that exactly,
it's a stronger promise.
You know, if you want to make sure that you'll be able to fulfill it, make an adder, and then you'll be able to.
It's just a stronger.
I'm
just asking. It's more complicated.
It's beruchnius because beruchnius you're doing a bigger obligation, so you want to. Obligate yourself, then do it. Well, you're not supposed to make the dorim, the truth is. Okay, Fred, the Gemara Vayit, the Lema, must listen like Rab Shimon. Maybe, do we have to say, our Mishnah is not a current Rab Shimon? This is the famous thing of Rab Shimon, the Tani Rab Shimon Omer. Kol HaMenachah Shanikmas Tu Shalei Lishmang Sheiros Vi'ol of the Bar L'Shem Choyva. Rab Shimon says that by a Mincha, if it was Gekoimitz, not Lishma, it's not only is it kosher, but it does count for the owner. Why is it so? She'ein ha-menachas doimus lizvachim. A mincha is not the same as an animal. She'akoimitz machlas l'shum ha-cheshes. If you take a carbon mincha and you say, I'm taking this to put in the frying pan, and I'm supposed to put it in a deep pot, yeah? Who cares what you're thinking? Your thought doesn't change the pot into a frying pan. So the action is stronger than the thought. Yeah, if you put it in a frying pan, it looks like a frying pan, and it cracks like a frying pan, it is a frying pan. It doesn't matter whether you thought it was a pot. Yeah, you can't change it.
You thought
is maseha. Maseha, that was in the old days. Maseha mechichin aleha. Its actions prove on it that it's what it is, that it's a pot or it's a frying pan. L'shum machvas chareva. If he says it was supposed to be, sorry. If it was supposed to be chareva, one of those minchas that doesn't have oil with it, like a minchas chayte, and he did it l'shem belula, and he thinks, I'm having in mind that it has oil on it. I mean, what do you mean? It doesn't have oil on it. You can have in mind that it has oil on it, but it doesn't. Your action is showing that your thought is, you don't really think that. Maseha meichichen aleha. That is the shum chareva. Your action shows that it's dry with no oil, whether you pretended to thought or not.
This gets to the whole kavana b'mitzvah machlokes.
This isn't even a kavana. Your kavana cannot change your action.
Yeah.
Right? If I have in mind that you're Yehuda, it doesn't do anything just because I had that in mind.
I've
heard
a few more chocolate biscuits before I got
to. Avo v'zvach imena came, but with an animal it's different. Shchita achas l'kula, azrich achas l'kula. The actions are all exactly the same. Yeah, when you do the oil and the shlomim. The Kabbalah has a call and catching the blood, it's all the same. Yeah, and this is the famous pshat in the Shabbos Miris, when you say Hashemer Shabbos Abenim Abbas, yeah, L'kel Yerotzu Kimincha Ala Machvas, what's a pshat Kimincha Ala Machvas? Because just like Rav Shimon says, that when you did a Mincha Ala Machvas, even if your Kavana was wrong, you are Yotze, the Shem Bailim, a Mincha Ala Machvas, so when you keep Shabbos, and you're Shemesh Shabbos, and you have your cholent and all your chocolate biscuits, v'chulu, and you're having Oynik Shabbos, that means even if your thoughts are not Lishma, is Lakel Yeiratzu, it should be accepted as your Shmira Shabbos, just like by a Korban Mincha, as long as you do the right Maisim, even if your thoughts are a bit wonky, is Yotze, so even when you have Oynik Shabbos, even if your thoughts are not necessarily Lishma, the Eibishter should accept your Shmira Shabbos as if it was the Shabbat.
I think this is a first for me for Rav Avishai to give a shot in his mirrors, in Shabbos mirrors.
Stick around, you're hearing lots of Mustafa. How many years have we been doing this? Okay, Fred, the Gemara Vayter, Hanicha le Rav Ashi. That's all good according to Rav Ashi. The Omer Kam became as Machvas as Shumar Cheshes. There was the Pshat Loi Lishma when it was a Machvas as Shumar Cheshes, and Kam became as. Oh, so 1 minute. We're going to ask further down the page a Stira. We're going to find Rav Shimon who says Loi Yalla the Bailim. We're going to have one Rav Shimon says yes, all of the Bailim, and one that doesn't. Yeah. So Rav Ashi will answer later on. Kan bekemitz machvas l'shum macheshes, and kan bekemitz michmas machvas l'shum minchas macheshes. It depends on what his thought was. If he thought the frying pan was a pot, then we don't listen to his thought and his yotze. But if he thought the mincha is supposed to go in a frying pan and it's a mincha that's supposed to go in a pot, then it's no good, even according to Reb Shimon. So if that's the answer, is masnisin will be a mincha l'shul mincha, it'll be talking about what he thought in mind, not that the pot is a frying pan, but that the mincha is the other side of mincha. So that will be a splitting hairs in the shits of Reb Shimon, and therefore Rav Ashi can get away with saying that this Mishnah is according to Reb Shimon, and it's talking about where he had in mind on the mincha that it's the wrong one, not on the pot that it's the wrong one.
So in other words, because he's here, Reb Shimon makes the thing that are all a lot of the pe'ulah you see are exactly the same irrespective of the carbon, but the difference is actually is the Zrika Saddam. Here he's trying to kind of compare this to the Zrika Saddam when he's saying these.
Yeah, so according to the way Rav Ashi learns, when is Masel Mechichin Aleha? If he thought, he had in mind that the pot is a frying pan. So you can think all you like, but a frying pan, the pot is still a pot.
So
that's where the thought won't make any difference, and it's kosher, and it's all of the Bailim. But if you had in mind that this mincha is a different sort of mincha, according to Rav Ashi, Rav Shimon's masking that it's no good, Labailim. All right? So that then the Mishnah will be talking
it's
about that.
Sort of meaning that it's bolul or that it's...
Yeah, if you think something hepech hametzis, Reb Shimon says doesn't count. Mean, yeah. But if you think something within what that mincha is, then it's Reb Shimon will ask him. That's according to Rav Ashi. El the Rabba of the Rabba of Rava. Rabba and Rava later on are going to give different answers, and to say that Reb Shimon always holds that it's. We're going to do it in a second. I won't go through it now. That it's Reb Shimon always holds that it's all of the Bailim is Michael and Meimar. Then how can you say the Mishnah's Reb Shimon? And if you'll tell me, look at the answer of what Rabbi gives. What was Rabbi's explanation? Rabbi will say that when does Reb Shimon say it's good? When he changed what type of mincha it was. When does he say it's no good? When you change the owner. It was supposed to be for Reuven and he had in mind it's for Shimon. Yeah? So therefore, what will you try to tell me that the Mishnah, which says it's no good, is talking about where he changed the owner, not where he changed the mincha? Hamas nisin shinui kodeshu. But the Mishnah says mefurish that it's not talking about where it was Reuven's and he thought it was Shimon's. It's talking about where he thought it was one type of mincha when it was supposed to be another. The Katani Keta, the Mishnah says, what am I talking about? Lishman v'shaloi lishman, l'shum minchas chayte, l'shum minchas nadava. So therefore, it can't be that's what the pshat in the Mishnah is, that it's talking about Shinui Bailim. Because the Mishnah says Mefurish that it's not talking about Shinui Bailim, it's talking about Shinui Kodesh. And according to Reb Shimon, Shinui Kodesh, according to Rambam, should be kosher, should be all of the Bailim. Yeah? V'inami kid Mishani Rava, we're going to have later on, I don't know whether Gemara gives away the answer, and then later on we actually do it. Rava's going to answer later on, Kambil Kemetz Mincha L'Shum Mincha, Kambil Kemetz Mincha L'Shum Zevach. When is it all of the Bailim? If you thought about a Minchas Machvas, that it's supposed to be a Minchas Macheshes, then Reb Shimon says all of the Bailim. But if you took a handful of flour and you had in mind that this is a cow, yeah, then Reb Shimon is masking that doesn't work. Yeah, is Hamas Nisin, so when are you going to say it's no good? I'm sorry, other way around. If you had in mind a Mincha L'Shul Mincha, so then we won't say Masel Mechichin Aleha. Because you take a handful of flour, a handful of flour is a handful of flour. But if you had in mind that your handful of flour is a cow, so that's when he says Masel Mechichin Aleha. Is a bazoi, what will you try to tell me? But the Mishnah is not talking about where he thought it was a cow, because the Mishnah says Mincha L'Shul Mincha Hi. Tikatani Shaloi Lishman V'Lishman is the same Minchas Nedava, the same Minchas Chayte.
Only within the gather of a
mincha. Yeah, so that the Mishnah says Mefurish that it's within a gather of a mincha, and it's not, and it's Shinui Kodesh, and it's Loyal of the Bailim. So how are you going to get out of that one? Ella, the Rabbi of a Rava, machvarta masnisin like Reb Shimon. According to Rabbi and Rava, we'll have to say the Mishnah's not like Reb Shimon. Rav Ashi could get away with it, but the Rabbi
half the time.
So Rabbi and Rava will have to say that the Mishnah's not according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, it would have to be all of the Bailim. Okay, now that we have already given away the answers, now the Gemara says, oh, by the way, all that stuff I've been talking about for the last 10 lines is a stira in Reb Shimon. V'rami did Reb Shimon. This all started because we asked a contradiction in Reb Shimon himself. The Tanya, Reb Shimon, Noemer Kodesh, Kadoshim, Hika, Chatas, V'cha, Asham. It says by a Korban Mincha that it's holy of holies, just like a Chatas and a Asham. What do you mean like a Chatas and a Asham? Yesh mehem ke Chatas, V'yesh mehem ke Asham. Some are like a Chatas and some are like a Asham. Mincha Schoite, if it's a sin flower offering, Harei, Yika, Chatas, it's just like a Behemah Chatas. That what? That it's not kosher lo lishma. Leficha kamtza shelo lishma is psula kechatas. Just like a korban chatas is not kosher lo lishma, is a minchas chatas is also not kosher shelo lishma. Yeah, but a minchas nedava when it's a donation mincha harehika osham. Then it has a din of an osham. Then it is kosher lo lishma. Leficha kamtza shelo lishma ksheira. And it'll be like an osham that ma osham kosher ve'enim erat. So when you did a korban osham shelo lishma, it's kosher, but not all of the bailim. Is af minchas nedava ksheira ve'enim meratzah. It's kosher, but not all of the bailim. Yeah. So here we see that Reb Shimon says it's not all of the bailim. Before we quoted Reb Shimon Brisa saying it's kosher for all of the bailim. So it's a stira in Reb Shimon. It's now Rabba. We already learned the answer. Rabba said lo kasher kam v'shinu kodesh kam v'shinu bailim. That what? That he when is it no good when he changed the owner? He had in mind the wrong person. So therefore, that's why it's no good. It's Amal Abaye. So Abaye says, "Hang on a second. Michti machshava de poser rachmana hakeisha." He, the fact that thinking the wrong thing makes it possible, yeah, is something that we learned that it compares the mincha to the karbonis. Yeah. So if you learn that comparison, is malishinu kodesh or malishinu bailim? That means thinking the wrong thing messes it up. So it doesn't matter. You can't say that Shinu Kodesh is no good and Shinu Kodesh is okay and Shinu Balim is no good. Because it's learned out from the same place. It's on my lay. So he told to him, you could say that, except Masel Mechichin, the Kabbalah of Shimon Svari. But Rab Shimon's answer is, what's Rab Shimon's reason why it's all of the Balim? Because Masel Mechichin Aleha. That's mincha l'shem mincha. But Masel Mechichin Aleha doesn't tell you that it's Reuven's and not Shimon's. There is no Masel Mechichin on who the owner is. The Rab Shimon Dorish time of the Kra. Rab Shimon learns deeper the reason. He doesn't just take it as a gzera. He looks at the reasoning. Time of the Kra. Machshava d'alei minkra pasar rachmana. A machshava where it's recognizable, that's what the Torah says. When it's not recognizable, it's only a thought. And there's no hepichtika action showing that your thought is baba maises. Is that's what the Torah said, it's possible. Machshava de minkra, but it's of a machshava which is recognizable that it's baloney, loy pasar rachmana. Yeah? And therefore, when it's shinui bailim, it's not recognizable, so that would be possible. Skip the brackets. Ela meyata. The next question is oila sa oif shamolka lamaila mishum chata sa oif. He took an oila sa oif and he did malika above the line, and he had in mind it's a chata terotze. It should be accepted, and yotze the bailim should be yotze because maseh mechichin la oila sa oif because he did it above the line. Then the fact that he's doing it above the line shows that it's an oila sa'if. The e chata sa'ifi lamata havet ovile, because the action would have been if it was a chatas to do it below. So he says no, because a chatas could be above. Or to chatas if lamaila milesa, you're telling me there's never a chatas lamaila. Ha'amar mar malika b'chomokeba mizbeach sheira. A malika, even though it's supposed to be lamata, but if you did it lamaila, it can work. So therefore, when he does it above, it's not a maisa mechiach that it's an oila. Fred the Gemara, but what about the smushing of the blood? Oila so'if chamitza domu lamaila, when he smushes the blood into the mizbeach, lamaila above the line, l'shem chata so'if, and he had in mind that it was a chatas instead of an oila, teirotza, it should be kosher, it should be yotza, the bailim should be yotza, because masel mechichel la
d'ela so'if. He's actually standing on the
standing up the top, but he smushes it into the top part of the mizbeach, and that should be good. D'i chata so'if, ilamata avid avid lehazor. Because if it was a chatas, first of all, it wouldn't be smushing, it'd be sprinkling, and secondly, he would do it below the line. Yeah? So there's, yeah, smushing. So as the Gemara answers, no, because when you see the Kohen smushing the blood, Omri, after the Gemara, top of the page, Dilma Mitzi the Basar Azohi, after he finishes sprinkling the Chatos, he then smushes, yeah? So when you see him smushing, if it's an Oila, that's all he does, is smushing. If it's a Chatos, he sprinkles first and then smushes. When you see a guy smushing, that action doesn't prove whether it's a Chatos and Oila, yeah? The Omar Mara, we said, Mitzah Dom, B'chom HaKem Mizbeach Sheira. And even a Chatos, if he smushed it anywhere in a Mizbeach, is kosher.
So
we'll leave it over here. Scroll. Okay.
The
we'll
next edition, they should change the translation to
smushing. Okay. I should go to two dots. We'll go to two dots. Chatas ha'oiv. So the next question is chatas ha'oiv. So he's a doma lamata. What about if it was a chatos and he sprinkled it lamata and he had in mind the shame oila sa'oiv is again teirotza? Because if it's an oila, the masel mechichin ala the chatas ha'oiv. The fact that he's doing it downstairs proves it's a chatos. The oila sa'oiv lamaila hava avile. If it was an oila, it would be upstairs. And he would do smushing, he wouldn't do sprinkling. because you don't do sprinkling by an oiler. So the Gemara says, "Hachinami, that's taka true. According to Pshimon, it would be masama chichala, and it would be all of the bialim." And lefisha ena menachas dem lezvachin kol mar lezvachin lele oifes. But he was, when Rabbi Shimon gave his whole spiel, he was telling you a mich is not the same as a zevach, which is an animal. But it, in the case of a bird, chatas lomata tak is the same. And Rabbi Shimon would say, Masel mechichin, let's kosher, we're done. Masel mechichin, Allah, that you daven in shachus.
Okay.
Daf peis. 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 Daf